Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy, hour four of the program. You can text the show 67974. Talking about what the hell does it mean to be a quarterback mentor? Because I saw on Dolphins Reddit yesterday, some rando who apparently used to play in the NFL alleging that Ryan Fitzpatrick has never been a good mentor, which I don't even know what that means. He's got a cool beard. Text writes in, Alex Smith could have taught Mahomes how to read defenses faster. Mahomes admittedly said he didn't know how to until his second season in the NFL. But is he learning that from Alex Smith, or is he learning that from experience?
Experience. You don't learn the time thing until you play. You don't realize how fast the game is until you actually are out there doing it. People can tell you it's faster. Coaches can tell you get rid of the ball. But until you're on the field and experiencing the heat of when to move and how to move and whatever. Now, the one thing they can't teach you is feeling the pocket, finding a spot in the pocket. Time that comes natural.
Texter writes in, the Heat have been well run since Arison hired Riley. The Dolphins finally have a front office and coaching staff on the same page, moving in the right direction. Who the hell is JT O'Sullivan? Seems like Fitzpatrick wants to teach and be a mentor. It is a perfect fit for him. Do we have any idea that that's true, though? Like, it seems like, I'm telling you, he went to Harvard, he's got a beard, he seems like a guy who would want to be a mentor. But maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to keep holding on and keep playing. That dude's got a lot of kids. You think he wants to go to retired life? I don't know. Like when Chad Pennington came here. He was ousted by the Jets. They went with Brett Favre. You know, he had an amazing first season. Do you think he wanted to hand over the reins to Chad Henne? No, he got hurt. Do you think he cared what his mentor role was?
Right.
Maybe he was a great – I don't doubt that. It seemed like everybody loved playing for Chad Pennington. I don't doubt that he was a good teammate. But I think, you know, Leroy, like how many players have you met that want to go off and be the mentor guy?
None. I just think that when you're in a film room and there's guys that, you know, they may give some tips, but like a lot of it, you have to experience trial and error. Like, I had to realize early in my career that, hey, you don't have the speed to get outside and just outrun everybody like you did in college.
You ever mentor anybody?
They asked me to one time.
Oh, that dude they tried to draft to replace you, right?
No. I was in Minnesota when I first got to Minnesota. The next year we were in camp. We had this guy, Stewart. He was from Miami. He went to Miami. He was a running back. I can't think of his name. Something Stewart. And he said, hey, Leroy, we're going to room you with him. We want to keep him. Just kind of help him out and just show him the ropes. So, you know, he was just mad against everything. You know what I mean? He didn't want. And I'm like, man, relax. Just, you know, go ahead on with your work. And they want to keep you. They like what you do. And so he still kept fighting it. So one morning, 6 a.m, knock on the door. He said, hey, Leroy, the door. I said, hey, brother, that ain't for me. That was it. So I don't know whether I failed, right? Or whether he just didn't want it.
Man. Texter writes in, Fitzpatrick got one of the highest scores ever on Wonderlic. Tua got one of the worst. Perfect fit.
No, man.
I mean,
certain things you do in life come natural.
He went to Harvard. Did you ever see the video of Fitzpatrick's child do the arithmetic afterwards? It's crazy. He's got little geniuses running around the planet. Another texter writes in that Fitzpatrick worked with Rosen. Rosen made same statements about learning defenses like Mahomes. Well, first of all, obviously he didn't learn them well enough for Brian Flores to feel like he should keep playing quarterback. So he wasn't learning that much. Second of all, you know, mentoring, his best role on the team last year wasn't mentoring. His best role was playing. I mean, he's the damn leading rusher on the team too.
Correct. So again, when you have a, what is he, 39? 38?
He's 30.
When that guy's leading your team in rushing, you got other problems.
Texter writes in, Omar Kelly has said repeatedly Fitzy has told him he's done with football soon. Claims wife has put off her dreams, and now it's his time to give her a chance to reach hers. Let me tell you something. Dangerous. We just saw that with the Cutlers. She got a reality show. Look at him now.
Whoop.
A lot of kids. Careful. Just saying. And maybe they'll work out just fine. He'll be the dream maker. I'm just saying. We just saw that with the Cutlers. Dangerous time. Goes in there. All of a sudden, she's reaching her dreams, and Fitzpatrick is stuck there with 14 kids. He's like, what the hell am I doing?
Shouldn't have had all them damn kids.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It kind of worked with, what is it called, Fixer Upper? The husband and wife that have that show? What, Chip and Joanna?
Oh, yeah, but they still do it, though.
They still do it,
even though they're divorced.
Oh, yeah, they're divorced? What? I didn't know that.
No, who's it? One of those, one of the couples that did one of those shows got divorced, but they still do the show.
Probably had a contract. I couldn't get out of it. This is news. This may lead to a heated debate.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it'll be a heated debate, but so the NCAA, their top governing body said that it supports an idea for college athletes to sign endorsement contracts and receive payment for other work, provided that the schools that they attend are not involved in any of the payments. And now this gets voted. I think the NCAA votes on this in January, but the NCAA's top governing body approved of this.
Well, they might as well approve it because it's happening anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damage
is done, my friend. Way to catch up. Thank you, after all these rulings are coming down, to finally agree, NCAA.
Damage is done, my friend.
Oh, what a noble way. Look at the NCAA being so noble, agreeing to what was going to happen. Gotta love it. What else you got, Robbie?
So we heard about Adam Beasley saying that, you know, already proclaiming that Tua is the most recognizable star in down here in Miami.
He did say that. He did say that, which is a take from Beasley, which I don't necessarily know if I disagree with, because I believe Lee and I were discussing the other day that Tua is the biggest star ever drafted by Miami. And what I mean by that is, obviously, Dwayne Wade's the biggest star in Miami sports history, then Dan Marino. But Dwayne Wade was not even, I think, the star that Tua was, even with his excellent Final Four run and NCAA tournament run that year. He was not what Tua was, which was win a championship off your freshman year and everybody thinking you're one of the best quarterbacks for 3 years. He wasn't even that. And so, yeah, I think he's probably the biggest star that we have. The only thing I could really put his anticipation close to thinking about, Michael Beasley obviously had a lot of hype behind him. He was the number two overall pick. So people were very excited about Michael Beasley, which never really came to fruition with the Miami Heat. And then it was kind of forgot about. It was one of these things where his career didn't work out, but nobody really cared because right in the middle of his career, poof, they have the big three. So it never really became anything of consequence. There's been Marlins guys have been very excited to watch, Leroy. Like, I remember being hyped for Josh Beckett getting called up, hyped for Miguel Cabrera. I was very hyped for Giancarlo Stanton at that time. Mike Stanton.
Jose.
Very hyped.
But, I mean, what about
Jose?
No, the pitcher.
Jose Fernandez?
No.
Dontrell?
Jose. Dontrell.
Dontrell was a phenomenon when he got to the league because people didn't really know about him. He was kind of like a throw. No, he was a throw-in prospect. And then when he got here, everybody was like, whoa, look at that crazy-ass kick. And then he had the delivery, and then D-Train mania took over.
But you know what's crazy? That baseball is the least exciting when a guy gets called up. Like, it's usually after they get here, you know? But, like, I mean, you don't really know about these prospects.
Sometimes Vladimir Guerrero's kid had a lot of hype coming up.
Right.
I'm excited for JJ Bleday when he comes up.
Sixto, although
I saw Sixto in spring training, Robbie. Beefy.
Oh, really?
Sixto Sanchez. Hey, Leroy, Sixto Sanchez.
Big.
This is before quarantine?
Pre-quarantine. Oh, I don't even know what post-quarantine Sixto is going to look like. But hey. Sixto looked like he was taking a couple of throws through the for the old catering line, Leroy. I'm just saying.
What you're saying is COVID-19 is not doing him any favors.
Well, look, it may not matter. He may be the next CC Sabathia and be better pitching fat. Who cares? You know, it's all the rage for these guys to be jacked. Who, you know, if he goes out there and he throws 96, I don't really give a rat's ass. I'm just saying. Whew. Big. But I am hyped to see Sixto up here, for sure. Panthers, people are pretty hype about Barkie.
They're hyped about Bobrovsky, too.
Yeah, but Bobrovsky's 31. Yeah, like, yeah. Bobrovsky had an established career.
It's true, yeah. It wasn't a prospect.
Yeah, he didn't start.
Enough. We don't need to take quarantine shots at our boy.
He didn't start hacking it up till he got here.
What else you got, Robbie?
So Brett Favre, he was on the Rich Eisen show, and he went a similar situation with what Aaron Rodgers is going through with them drafting a quarterback in the first round. And Brett Favre says it was a disrespect by the Packers.
I'll be honest with you. I was very surprised. I really thought that they would go in the direction of an offensive weapon. You know, there were several plays from being in the Super Bowls. But, you know, just a few plays, they kind of fall back in that game. And nothing against Jordan Love. I mean, no disrespect. But you trade up to get a guy who he may turn out to be great. I hope he does. But you trade up to get a more of a project. A lot of upside, no doubt about it. But he can't help you get to the Super Bowl immediately. They don't draft any weapons. Not just in the first round, but any weapons that can help immediately. And that just sends a disrespect message to what I would think to Aaron Rodgers.
Man, Brett Favre basically reflecting his own feelings to relate onto Aaron Rodgers. It's pretty crazy, though, how parallel their careers have been, isn't it?
Different
quarterbacks, but like, it's really weird that, like, what do they both win their first? They won their Super Bowls, like, what, 4 years into starting or something like that?
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing is that Brett Favre never missed any games.
Never. Iron Man.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has missed games. Yeah, that's right. True.
So from that standpoint, one of the things that puts Brett Favre in a class by himself is the fact that he didn't miss any games. And so from that standpoint, you thinking from his standpoint, think about this. Never missed games. He was elite in the league as long as he played. And you still draft a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. So he might be coming from a different place. Whereas even if Aaron Rodgers has a problem, if he looks at his last 4 or 5 years, regardless of how productive he's been, he's missed time. And when he's missed time, that team went in the tank. So if they're thinking that way, but throw him a bone. I mean, this was a wide receiver strong draft. He had a lot of wide receivers, a lot of running backs. you could have got a very good, solid wide receiver in the second round. So even if you did that, if you had come right back and got a wide receiver, right, you would have said, okay, you know, look, we jumped on an opportunity to get this quarterback, but we knew that we were going to be able to get a wide receiver at some point, and they never even drafted one.
They both won the Super Bowl at age 27. Favre started a couple more years. Aaron Rodgers won it his third year being the starter. But Brett Favre won it 5 years into it, but same age, 27. And now at the same age, they're doing the whole draft your replacement thing. It's weird, man. Yep. Weird. But when Brett Favre is talking to him, he's talking about himself. He's like, listen,
well, yeah.
Disrespectful.
Well, that's probably why they asked him. You know, hey, the same thing happened with you.
And you think that Aaron Rodgers didn't call Brett Favre, that Brett Favre called Aaron Rodgers.
Like, come on, dude.
What? Maybe he's looking for advice.
Think of what the dude said about Aaron Rodgers when he was there.
Well, maybe they both
have a
different...
You think that guy's going to call you?
Different bond now. Different bond. Any other headlines, Robbie?
Oh, I was just looking back at the 2005 draft to see if there's any similarities to how the Packers drafted then and then how they drafted now. They did draft the receiver early in the second round, but he played 3 games. Then he had a spinal injury and had to end his career. And then they drafted another receiver in the 6th round. But other than that, it was mostly linebackers, guards, and DBs. They really didn't draft playmakers like Favre was saying that they didn't do in this draft. So they are very similar.
Breaking news!
Whoa.
Hot Pocket is back.
No. The Bengals are releasing Andy Dalton.
Ooh.
That doesn't anything for anybody. According to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network.
Jacksonville.
Oof. Keep him that.
I think he gets a bum deal.
Who,
that
Andy
guy's
Dalton?
Won.
Ah.
He's had some success.
You want to talk about something that just makes you not excited at all? My team just signed Andy Dalton. It's like, great.
Right now, you think Andy Dalton's one of the top 25 quarterbacks in the league?
Nah.
Okay. Let me tell you what you do, smart ass. Right? You don't keep it real. You keep searching for that guy. You keep searching for Dan Marino. You know what? Go ahead.
I will.
You don't think he's better than Garden?
Somebody text 6-0, looking like 8-0. That's a point.
Point for Texter!
Tyler Hero, he has laid his claim to the Rookie of the Year race. Kind of. Next. 15 minutes of heat. Welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 67974. Texter writes in, Miami Dolphins going to be big mad when Belichick wins the Super Bowl with Andy Dalton. That's not happening. Sorry. No sale on that
one. I just think... how you determine who's a good quarterback and who isn't, that your system is flawed.
That's all right. I think my system's pretty great.
Okay.
Just go, he's got it, he does not, he's got it, he does not. I feel like I roll with
it
just
fine.
Did
Trent Dilfer have it?
No. No.
Super
but he had
Bowl winner.
Yeah, but he had a legendary defense.
Oh, okay, but you can't mix and you can't pick and choose.
Sure I can.
When it's the court. No, you can't.
All it takes is you got to – look, I know you're a person who likes to jump in on things. With me, I'm more tempered. I like to take a step back.
What?
Big picture.
You have never.
Big picture.
Your
That's
picture
how I roll.
Is so small it could fit on the end of a needle.
Nope. My picture is wide and clear. Wide and clear.
Okay, wide and clear. Texter just chimes in.
Okay.
If the Bengals are ready to start Burrow week one, you know our boy Tua is ready as well.
Listen, I'm telling you.
Is that big picture or is that?
Well, here's what I think. You know what I think? Let me hear. Because I already saw ESPN, I think it was Cameron Wolf who wrote it. He covers the Dolphins. And he's already saying, do the right thing. Redshirt Tua. Don't even think about starting Tua this year, right? Here's what I'd say. I say to any columnist who has that column, any one of them, Beasley, Salguero, Kelly, Hyde, any of you, you draw your line in the sand now. You stake your claim to Tua benched or not benched. And if that is the case, I've challenged them to take the Fitzpatrick oath. They are not allowed to rip Fitzpatrick. And they must say, this is the plan all along. Because when we're in week six, hold on. When we're in week six and the Dolphins are 2-4 and Fitzpatrick has 15 interceptions already, I don't want to hear, well, maybe it's time to start Tua. Because I'm keeping the door open. We're here in the Tobin household. We're putting the AC off, and we're keeping the door open.
You're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud.
Wait, I took my
Fitzpatrick oath last
year. Hold on. Weren't you the guy, when Tua got hurt, that said, I'm drafting him anyway, I'll just sit him for the first year?
Right, but that was before I knew Tua Tagovailoa said he was 100% healthy.
So why can't they do that?
Because you can't stake that claim right after you draft him, and then after you go through pain. It's easy to say that, Leroy. Easy to say that in April? About to be in May? Easy to say that now. Oh, just bench him. But when you're going through the pain of another terrible season with the Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick's your quarterback and he's doing that great mentoring you guys talk about, be forewarned. Don't be that guy who then is all of a sudden, if you see Tua look great in warmups, you better be sticking with that the whole way, all right? I want them to take the Fitzpatrick oath, which means you can't rip him. You can't say he stinks. You can say this is who he is. You just grit your teeth and bear it. Okay. That's what I want.
Okay.
Because we're keeping the door open over here.
Kind of like what you didn't do.
What are you talking about? I kept my Fitzpatrick oath. Did I rip Fitzpatrick?
You didn't keep your Tua oath.
I didn't take a Tua oath.
Oh, you can just be all willy-nilly, change your mind back and forth?
Either take an oath or you don't take an oath. An oath is an oath.
Okay. So you're saying I should have made you take an oath on Tua?
You can. But what is my oath going to be?
That I'm okay with Tua not playing, which was the original plan.
Oath not agreed to. I don't take that oath because I'm keeping the door open.
Now you're keeping the door. It's funny how you acted when you thought you may not get Tua, and how you're acting now that you have Tua.
Perhaps.
Like, your thinking went from big picture to little bitty baby picture.
Big picture.
Okay. Where does the big picture say Tua needs to play as soon as possible?
What if he's the better quarterback?
That doesn't matter. Clearly, I think he's the quarterback of the future.
Let me tell you something.
He's a better quarterback.
Let me tell you something. Tua Tagovailoa, he's not a caterpillar, all right? There's not a chrysalis state. So if you put him in his little cocoon, he's not going to come out a butterfly. He's already a butterfly, all right? You ever think of that?
But his left wing could use a little more healing.
We don't know. Maybe his wing is as good as it's going to get.
Which is scary.
Or fantastic, because it's already 100%.
So here, let me ask this question. Are you willing to risk that as soon as possible, or would you err on the side of caution knowing that you want to have this quarterback for 10 years?
To me, I think we talked to Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown sold me, and he said a lot of this stuff is bad luck. The Dolphins, they believe that too. They said it was bad fortune what happened to his hip. I think he's not injury prone. He's not a guy with nagging injuries. I think he's had some bad luck trying to extend plays. I think, in a lot of ways, his bad luck, he's probably hit all the bad luck roads that he's already hit in his career. What do you think of that? All the misfortune he could have.
I think you're a wishy-washer. You're flip-flopper. You're a fraud. You changed your mind. Now, all of a sudden, you put in the same things that you put on, right? You're telling the media not to do it. The same thing you did. You just did it. It didn't even last 5 months.
Because I had the guts. No, no, no. Because I had the.
You already switched your mind.
Because I had the guts to take an oath. I had the guts.
We're not talking about that crappy oath.
No, no, right? That was a real oath. Right. You told me, take an oath. Yep. Don't rip Fitzpatrick. Stick to the plan. I stuck to the plan.
You got a little baby Jesus, 8-pound baby Jesus picture. All right, we'll see. So you say play him as soon as he's ready.
Texter writes in, if the Dolphins reporters and writers don't want Tua to play all year, they shouldn't be allowed to write a single article that mentions his name. You don't want to see Tua, I'll read your articles in a year. Texter writes.
Question.
What?
So you're saying play Tua as soon as possible.
I'm saying if he's ready, play him. And I think he's ready.
Okay, you think he's ready.
Yep.
Which is totally different than what you thought a couple of months ago.
You're right. But you want to know something? I got to see his virtual workout. I got the word of Trent Dilfer.
So wait, you're basing his success on a virtual workout?
Yep. The Dolphins did. Boxed in. If the Dolphins can go in there and they say if Brian Flores, you love Brian Flores. If Flo-osophy is he's telling you the virtual workout was important, then how come I can't? How come I can't say it was important?
You've been hold on.
That doesn't mean he's ready to play football. That just means that his hip's better. They have no idea. They don't know where he is on his hip.
Oh, they know.
Other than he can throw a couple of pass patterns.
They know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me get to my guy here. All right, baby goat, the other big star here in Miami, the other young star. All right, 20-year-old wonder.
If Tyler Hero walked down the street, would people know who he was?
100%.
No.
Leroy is the most popular Heat player right now. He's definitely. I would say
you
probably.
Think so?
I bet more people recognize him than Bam. Yeah, I think so.
Now, how many more people would recognize Tua?
Than Bam?
Than any one of those.
I don't know. It's a good question because Tua's not as big. He's normal size. Tyler Hero's tall.
Oh, tall white guy. He must play basketball.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. Being a white guy that can.
We have a tall guy in our building, and we know damn well he didn't play no basketball.
Let me tell you something. Being the tall white guy who can ball also ups the popularity. People love the white guys who can ball.
No, it doesn't. Dude.
It does.
Hey.
Any
we got
white.
Latinos down here.
Dude, any white baller gets to be graded on a curve. They do. They're like, ooh, just like white boxers. Same thing. You get a white boxer? Oh, my God. They fast track them.
No. Oh, what it is? An English boxer.
Hey, what up?
Britain boxer. Oh, my goodness.
Ricky Hatton.
Ricky Hatton. Well, Ricky Hatton. I feel bad for Ricky Hatton. Ricky Hatton was a beast. But he got a little bit too froggy, bit off more than he could chew. I mean, Floyd Mayweather knocked him out right into the ring post. Oof.
I'm telling you, you guys.
So
you
anywho,
guys, you are a fraud. I am calling it. You changed your mind. You won't admit it. That just a couple of months ago, you were saying, "I don't care if he sits for the whole year. I'm fine. I like him. That's our guy. We got to have him. I don't care if he's not healthy. He can redshirt his first year." Remember all that? All that? Except Kevin Love, somebody said.
People love Kevin Love, too. Trust me. They love Kevin Love, too. Not now.
And I'm telling you, more people recognize Tua than Tyler.
In Miami?
Yep.
So if you think they both go to live, whose DMs do you think are more lit? Tyler Hero's or Tua's?
Tyler Hero, but that's just the kind of people they are.
What do you mean?
Right?
What do you
I'm
mean?
Just saying. Tua is not.
Tua's gonna be willy nilly because his parents are gonna be staying with little Tua in Alabama.
Yeah. All right.
He's gonna be out of the nest.
You think?
Oh,
you don't
yeah.
want that though.
Why not? I want him to have a good time.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. We've had that before, the partying quarterback. It doesn't work out well.
Yeah. You mean him up for the Canes?
whoever. Go across anywhere.
Johnny Manziel.
Okay, you don't want...
But Johnny Manziel sucks. He didn't suck because he partied. He just partied and he happened to suck.
Baker Mayfield could not run the cop.
Somebody said, I'd recognize Tyler before Duncan.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Duncan's just like one of those guys where... Remember the fake Andre Iguodala quote everybody got with, because people thought Andre Iguodala said that I thought he was the ball boy.
Mostly you.
What do you mean me?
For all the times you bait people on Twitter, you also fall for everything Twitter.
I didn't fall
we
for
did
that.
A whole segment on
I
that. Didn't.
I told you that people got. The segment was about people getting fooled.
You didn't get fooled.
I didn't get fooled.
You know, look, you go on Twitter, and Robbie, correct me if I'm wrong. Tobin goes on Twitter. Uh-oh, boys, we got a live one. And he starts sending texts.
Text writes in, Tua and the baby goat should be roommates. How do you think that would go? You feel like
picture Tua being all neat and everything folded up and nice.
Tyler Hero
puts name tags on his food. And Tyler Hero is just ramshotting through the whole place. Got IG models out in the pool.
Dude, do you know what kind of Astron would assemble? Astron! Assemble! With Tyler Hero and Tua Tagovailoa together? Oh, my God.
Somebody said Tua's Tim Tebow part deux.
Nah.
Except he can throw.
Nah. Nah.
Tebow has a better hip.
Listen. There's no commandment that says thou shalt not ass model. Trust me, I went to Catholic school. I don't remember that commandment.
Thou shalt not cover.
Thou shalt not cover Astron. All right, when we come back, when we come back, I'll give you these Tyler Hero quotes, and also we'll hear from the Godfather Pat Riley. Speaking of religion, Riley, be with you. We're back after this. I love Tyler. Would you shoot if Spoh told you to shoot?
What are we doing?
What?
Get the green light.
Don't interrupt Art.
And never look back. Will you score if Jimmy's not open? Toss Derek Jones' lobs in flight. Would you dribble between your legs? Make the right pass, just like justice. Has the best drip, talks the best shit. Oh, shoot the ball tonight.
I love Tyler. You know, I've written songs for both of them, Leroy. Two hit songs. I've written this, and I've written one for Tua now. That's a viral smash hit. Just take Tua. Huge hits. So I'm not showing any bias either way. All right. I don't care what sports town this is. I don't care. I'm not trying to stir it up or anything. With
kinda
with
throws a little wrench in your plans if Tua play.
I mean, it would throw a little wrench in my plans. I'm just, you know, I'll be all right. To update you guys on our polls for today, these were our polls. Do you care what sports town this is? Playing off football or basketball or really baseball, hockey, whatever. Do you care what sports town this is? 81% of the vote today, Leroy, said no. Don't care what sports town this is. Our other poll today, which really is just, I mean, it was... It's an insulting poll that I even have to put this up, but I did it. You know, I take one for the team. From 7-9 to the ticket, does Brendan Tobin care about clicks? 79% of the audience says yes, which is...
That's too low.
That just hurts. That just hurts.
Too low.
Either way, so Tyler Hero had this to say to ESPN, Leroy. Tyler Hero, baby goat, he came out and was talking about his rookie season. says, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back. I definitely feel like if it wasn't for the injury, I would be one or two in the rookie of the year race. So I'm ready to get out there and prove myself again. Now, Tyler Herro played 47 games this year to Ja Morant, who is the, I would say, the easy leader, who has played 60 games. And of course, we know that Zion Williamson has come out like gangbusters in his rookie campaign. And we also know that Kendrick Nunn also has staked claim to Rookie of the Year, which Ja Morant snickered at and mocked because he's rude. But Zion's only played 19 games. I will say this. If Zion Williamson's only played 19 games, we're going to put him in the race. How you don't have either baby goat in the race is ridiculous to me. Ridiculous. Look, all that you need to know, Tyler Herro, is I don't know if you're going to be Rookie of the Year. I don't even know if you would have been rookie on the team because, you know, Kendrick Nunn was the one putting up all the big stats, even though I would say Tyler Herro was the one hitting the most onion shots in the for the team. He's wildly popular. But I will say this. This rookie campaign by him, beyond – such a fun rookie campaign by Tyler Herro. Unbelievable. And unbelievable, the dude is living his life, Leroy. I think he's the most popular guy in the building. Biggest pop anytime he makes a shot. Number 14 jerseys going all around. Miami, he won't listen to me. I tell him, you sell little stuffed baby goats with Tyler Herro's uniform on them. Psh, watch the money pile up. You'll negate all that coronavirus loss. Sell stuffed baby goats. They'll go off. They'll be flying off the shelves. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. I will say this, Ja Morant. I better not see any rude tweets from him towards Tyler Herro. Better not see it.
I don't even think he considers him a threat.
He should. He should.
Why?
Because Tyler Hero's hitting shots for an actual contender. Ja Morant, fake contender.
All right.
Great player. Great player. Enjoy watching him play. Does get a lot of credit for almost dunking more than anybody in the league. It's a weird thing that people have with Ja Morant. It's like a participation trophy. The almost dunk. You know, I tell you what, people love giving credit for people, you know, in the NBA. They love giving credit to people for things they don't do. Aaron Gordon should have won the dunk contest. He almost cleared Taco Fall. Ja Morant, he almost posterized Kevin Love. It's a weird thing that we got going on. Meanwhile, Derek Jones is jumping higher than all of them and putting better in-game dunks than all of them. And barely a peep about airplane mode. It's weird. It's a strange thing. Don't you find that odd, Leroy?
No, I don't. Like, you see, you wonder why people think 80%, I'm going to just round it up, 80% think you're doing it for clicks.
I'm not.
Okay.
I believe these things. I don't need to do things for clicks.
That's what's the frightening part, is that I know you, like, you're all in.
Let's hear from the Godfather, Pat Riley. Pat Riley yesterday, statements released from an interview he did with Eric Reed. Beautiful interview. Beautiful man, Pat Riley. He had this to say about free agency plans and how things are kind of up in the air right now.
As far as free agency, that's up in the air. We don't even know when that's going to happen. And, I mean, right now we know it's July the 1st. And so, you know, Andy and I are probably doing more machinations on the probabilities. You have to remember we have six or seven free agents ourselves. But we also have nine other players that are under contract and guys that we really like. So we'll continue to sort of just, you know, create, you know, possibilities, you know, what can possibly happen. We don't know what the cap number really is going to be.
Yeah. You know what that means, Leroy?
What?
Well, you didn't see in that video was Pat Riley actually sharpening his harpoon as that was going on. Because when he says that he doesn't know what the cap number is going to be, do you believe Pat Riley? Because I feel like Andy Ellisberg knows exactly what the cap number is going to be.
No, I don't believe him. I know
Andy Ellisberg already.
So to the penny, they are so on with what's going on. They understand.
Andy Ellisberg knows what the cap's going to be when Daryl Morey steps on China's toes. He knows what the cap number is going to be in a pandemic. Andy Ellisberg knows what it's going to be if they only had four players on a court. Andy Ellisberg could figure out the cap. He's got the spreadsheets. He figures it out in 3 seconds. Trust me. He's like he's such a wizard. It's so adorable for Pat Riley to come out there and be like, well, I mean, we don't even know what it's going to be. He knows. Oh, he knows. Trust me. Trust me. And the other thing is, Pat Riley also said that the team is has lofty goals. He wants to get one more championship. He wants to build another championship team. Here's the Godfather.
But we feel confident that the cupboard's full. And what I mean by full is that we do have a lot of very good young players who have proven that they can play at a real high level in this game, and they're fearless. And yes, we're very concerned about our pending free agents. We like all of our players. And so when we get to that time, that we'll know what direction we want to go in, and we want to build again. I want to build a championship team. I don't have much patience, you know me, and I want to build another championship team, and we're close. Maybe we need another player. You know, maybe we need less. I don't know. Point is that we're right there, and we're a contender, and I'm proud of that.
Do you think Pat Riley really thinks they need less?
No.
Or do you think he's just...
You wouldn't be having these whale talks if he thought he needed less.
Maybe he thinks he has enough for his C show. Maybe he thinks he has enough orcas in building. Because we know Jimmy, Orca, Bam, Orca, Duncan Robinson, arguable Orca. And whoa. Why do you scoff at that?
Are you familiar with the Heat and shooters? They think they can find shooters anywhere.
Not this good, though, man. This guy broke the record with not even close to the season and the numbers that Wayne Ellington had.
Okay.
Tell me you haven't looked at Duncan Robinson and be like, that's one of the best shooters I've ever seen.
Yes.
He's unbelievable.
They also believe that they can find one of those anywhere.
Really, what it should have been is, let's throw to Pat Riley in this interview. Do you think Pat Riley's ever done a whale call?
No.
Why? Too cool?
Too cool.
I think he's done it.
I think Pat Riley's. I don't call whales anymore. I'm after orcas. They're killer whales. No, the whale is gone. They're not as good anymore. The orca is what I'm after.
I love that, man. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Leroy?
Yes.
We don't do it for the clicks. We do it for the people.
All right. If you should happen to get a bunch of clicks, I'm cool with that, too.
By the way, click on this. Hey, download the podcast, subscribe, Tobin and Leroy, radio.com, Apple Podcasts, available all there. If you miss any of the show, check it on out for the rest of your day. Why? What else are you doing? You're quarantined, all right? So listen to us. Anyway, thank you for tuning in, everybody, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.